All right. Our next speaker is Hillary Booth, and her title of her talk is PFGE Cluster Detection and Investigation in the United States, Salmonella and STEC as a focus.
Thank you. So just a little background, Salmonella became nationally reportable in 1963. E. coli 0157 became nationally reportable after the Jack in the Box outbreak around 1995. Isolates are submitted by clinical labs from these diseases voluntarily or mandatorily depending on the state law. And since 1996, state public health labs have run PFGE testing, molecular subtyping, and they report these results to PulseNet. So, first question, what is a cluster? For the typical definition, a cluster is two or more cases that are linked by place, time, pathogen serotype or subtype, or other characteristics. And typically, all outbreaks are clusters, but as we know, not all clusters are outbreaks. Multi-state clusters are typically defined by the CDC algorithm. That led to the question, what are individual states doing with the PFG clusters that they detect? We conducted a survey of 50 states and the District of Columbia, so thank you all for providing me data. We collected these data using SurveyMonkey, and there were 22 potential questions with a skip pattern. Questions focused on PFG cluster definition, detection, and investigation. We also asked questions about how these data are stored and analyzed. Respondents specifically were asked to fill in the blanks to say how they defined a local PFG cluster of each of the three types, Salmonella, E. coli 0157, and non-0157 STEC infections, and the number of days for each of the cluster cases. So the statement is, we define a local PFG cluster to be X number or more of isolates with PFG patterns that are indistinguishable for specimens that are collected within X number of days of at least one other case. How were clusters defined? Well, 59% of states said that they had a definition in place for E. coli 0157 clusters, and 57% of sites said that they had these definitions in place for non-0157 STEC and Salmonella. Said another way, this means that 41% of states do not have a standardized PFG cluster definition in place. How many cases in a cluster? This table breaks it down. The most popular number was two or more cases in a time period, followed up by three or more cases, mostly 90% and above for STEC, defined it with two cases, and 72% for Salmonella with two cases. There were a few sites that reported something a little different. One site reported five cases in the time period. One site reported one case constituted a cluster. And four sites said that they had other or unknown definitions. The other definitions were mostly serotype-based. How was the time period defined? Well, believe it or not, most people are using a 60-day time frame, 70% and above for STEC and 59% for Salmonella. Other states followed by 30-day time frames, a few with 14-day time frames, one site with a 45-day time frame, and one with unknown for STEC, and three that were unknown for Salmonella. So we asked folks what the most common methods were to detect local STEC clusters. You'll see the table on the left, the graph on the left will let you know that the most common way that everyone used was that the public health lab notified EPI of a cluster, folks on the left-hand graph were allowed to select all the methods that they use to detect clusters. On the right, they were selecting the one they used the most often, which is definitely the public health lab notifying EPI, followed by state epidemiology detection. 10% said that CDC notified them of their clusters most often for STEC cases, and followed by CEDRA queries and local health departments detecting clusters for STEC. Same thing for Salmonella here. It is about the same picture, only most did not report having definitions in place for these clusters. I'm sorry. Most did not have clusters detected by local health departments. I got thrown by the 1 minute, sorry. So we're also asking how people receive these reports. Most are only receiving them when new matches are detected. We asked about the type of hypothesis-generating questionnaire used. Most people are using the CDC NHGQ at 44%, and followed by 40% of states that have a homegrown hypothesis-generating questionnaire. Those that are designed at home, 41% use the CDC and HGQ and Oregon and Minnesota questionnaires. We asked when HGQ interviews are conducted in states, and 33% said they only do those for cluster-associated cases with STEC and 27% for Salmonella. A smaller fraction did routine follow-up for all cases, and then just under 10% did requests by CDC. We asked how interview data were stored, and most folks are either storing these data or they're only sending them to CDC, but we're excited to see that about 70% of cases are doing their data storage locally. So in conclusion, most states are not interviewing cases until they're detected in a cluster, and about 33% of sites don't have the C4 recommended PFG cluster detection definitions in place. 63% of states are conducting routine interviews, but they also receive federal funding to do this. And CDC is analyzing the bulk of the HGQ data that states collect. Looking forward, we're hoping to work with states to aggregate these data and go forward. And we're looking to do an analytics study to relate local surveillance practices to how outbreaks are reported, foodborne outbreaks are reported to NORS, with an eye to recommend best practices. Thank you.